Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and I have some earth-shattering news to share with you in just a minute. In the meantime,
whiskey or the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains and to Medicaid. You're sweet, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tay. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Oh, now, big boys, we're on the march off to Portugal and Spain. The drums are beat, the fence flying. The devil at home, you come tonight. Now, fare thee well. The tiller ride and the die. The tiller ride and the die. Right, the tiller, laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains, and you were Medicaid. Your speed stronger, distor, you're spunkier than Tate. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Said the mother, do not wrong me, don't take my daughter from me. Cause if you do, I will torment you, and after death, a ghost will haunt you. Love, fare thee well. But to the right and the die, but to the right and the die. Right, but to a laddie, oh, there's whiskey in the jar. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains into a Medicaid. Sweet, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tate. Oh, whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober. Whiskey, you're the devil, you're leading me astray. Over hills and mountains into a Medicaid. Sweet, stronger, distanter, you're spunkier than Tate. Whiskey, you're my darling, drunk or sober.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. And my name is Mark Gunn. I am the Celt Father, and I have some earth-shattering news for you. Starting March 17th, 2014, the Pub Songs Podcast will officially pod fade away forever. I want to thank you for joining me on this musical journey. I started this podcast in July 2005. That's nearly 9 years ago, and I have decided to call it quits for this podcast. While the podcast, it will be gone in name, the content will that you've enjoyed for 9 years will remain just in different formats. I have some plans. For the past few years, I've been struggling with the name of this podcast, and it's really not about pub songs. The show has gone on a long and wild journey from when I wanted to use it to teach about Irish songs to the period where I shared my music, any music that I loved. And for a while, it featured some of my favorite Celtic artists that I've given exposure to on the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. But most recently, it turned into a video show that I also podcasted in audio form. The podcast is sort of a biography of Mark Gunn and of my many adventures as a musician, a podcaster, and as a person. And I'm not sure every show will stand the test of time, but I think many of these shows will. I think there's a lot of them that you can still listen to anytime and still enjoy. I hope so. I'd love to know your thoughts about that. But over the past year, my life and the direction of my music has changed, and I spent several years building up to release my last three albums, Not Every Day is St. Patrick's Day, Scottish Songs of Drink and Rebellion, and most recently, How America Saved Irish Music. I got more on that later, too. Now, I am a savvy internet music marketer, and my goal with these CDs was to build a repertoire of music that could A, get me gigs in the Celtic music scene, and B, create a line of compilation CDs that could support my bottom line as an independent musician. I love traditional Irish and Scottish songs. I love sharing my love of those songs. But I started playing music to be a songwriter. Interestingly, my most popular songs are not traditional Celtic songs. They are my original songs with a Celtic sci-fi or fantasy twist. Those are the songs that the majority of my fans love. Now, you may have found me through some of these traditional songs, and you may despise songs about cats or hobbits, but the simple fact is that I am a geek. I kept the Pub Songs podcast going because I thought I could still attract the Celtic music fans who are also geeks, like myself, using creative internet marketing, and I did. I have a lot of fans. I'm one of the top five Celtic artists on Reverb Nation. I just posted a blog about that too. But it's time for a change. For years now, I've kind of felt scattered because I was trying to reach too many people. Renaissance Festival fans, Celtic music fans, cat fans, sci-fi fans. I really couldn't wrap my head around it. I need to simplify. Plus, the media is changing. Podcasts are still awesome, but YouTube is getting, it's like the number one or number two search engine in the world. It's getting more and more viewers, and podcasts are getting fewer, or just not growing as much. And I want to find new ways to reach new targeted fans, and having multiple podcasts doesn't really do that. And so I abandoned the Pub Songs podcast. I'm going to set it up as a legacy site to share batches of the cool music you've enjoyed over the years. All of the shows will remain online, and you can join Songhenge to easily download every episode, but the podcast is done. So what is next? As I said before, if you love the content in the Pub Songs podcast, awesome. It will still be there, but I'm changing how I distribute it. For starters, I'm going to move a lot of my content over to YouTube, and I hope to do some more Google Hangouts, each with a different theme. In fact, I was going to do this as a Google Hangout, but it turned out my video just looked so bad when I was trying to record it that I said, I'm going to scrap this, the video aspect for this show. I might do a standalone video of other stuff, but that, it wasn't necessary for this. This is for the podcast, for the audio listeners only. Now I hope to do a lot more video blogs a la Dr. Horrible to talk about what's happening in my music and personal world. And I hope to even keep it pretty short if possible so that, you know, you can drop in, find out what's new. And I also plan to use SoundCloud more to distribute news and Instagram and to share quick video bites. Lots of stuff. All in all, I hope to even share more content, but in a different format, and it won't be called the Pub Songs Podcast. So I want to thank you for all your kind and generous support of the podcast over the years, and I look forward to sharing more pub songs and other songs with you in the years to come. I will continue this show through March 17th. I have some marketing work to do on that. But after that, that will be my final episode of the Pub Songs podcast. And I hope to have another show out this week, too. So stay tuned for that. And that will be music. Lots and lots of songs. So,
there is one final bit of information that I do want to share. And that is on February 19th, I'm doing the official CD release for How America Saved Irish Music. And I would like you to, if you don't already own a copy, or even if you do, buy a copy of the album or of the lead single, which is Men of New Basin Canal, on Amazon. I'm just focusing on Amazon for this Top the Charts event. And I hope you will help me out by heading on over to Amazon and buying a copy of this album. You can get it through MP3s or through CDs. It all goes on sale on February 19th. Again, I want to thank you so much for all your support. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.